Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Odlum, and my presentation today is an analysis of public perceptions about Ebola to inform health information messages. This is a content and trend analysis of tweets. And I'm here with my co-author, Dr. Sun Nguyen. We have no conflicts of interest. So we're talking a lot about social networking sites, and as we know, they basically allow users to play active roles in reporting, disseminating information, and users share their insights, their opinions, and apprehensions. And Twitter, which is one of the major social networking sites, is a microblogging application that allows for communication through 140 characters called tweets and also with the upload of pictures. So tweets can contain useful information with news events documented, shared, and discussed. And there are over 645 million registered users globally, and Twitter has become an emerging broadcast medium for public health events. And it provides tremendous opportunities for public health practice because there is an ever-increasing need to develop and share health information, particularly in this case when it comes to outbreak and containment and surveillance. So not just public health, because, you know, we hear a lot about the use in public health and the things that we can do. They've been used in a variety of different fields as well. So, for instance, the Boston Police used Twitter as a communication vehicle during the Boston bombing, and they did three really important things. They kept the public informed about the status of the investigation, requested assistance from the public when they were actually looking for the perpetrators, and they corrected misinformation. So this tool is really being used in a very good way for a variety of different reasons. Now, health information dissemination is critical when it comes to outbreak response. Health information for effective communication during outbreaks can help to diminish fears and support efforts to contain an epidemic. So health information needs must be adequately assessed for communication to be effective. Twitter effectively addresses such challenges and examines content of public knowledge and public attitudes. So when it comes to health communication, we talk about health information seeking and acquisition, which is a critical element of determining health behaviors. So there are four types of actual health information seeking and acquisition. There's passive attention, like watching television, passive searches, where you come upon something when you're looking for something else, active searches, and then ongoing searches when you come up with information, but you need additional information to go with it. Well, what's interesting is social networking sites can literally serve all of these needs. Passive attention, when you get alerts about different tweets, that's passive. Indirect searches can definitely lead to new information, active and ongoing searches. So they meet all of these needs. In addition, when people were asked, so I'm sorry, this is 1993, but when people are asked, their preferred information source channels, first was media, second is information networks, friends and families, and third, organizations. And again, social media encompasses all three. So you see that it really is a critical tool when it comes to health information communication. So the current study, we assessed tweets, Twitter users' health communication about the 2014 Ebola epidemic. So our results demonstrate how tweet analysis can identify health information needs, and we also demonstrate how tweet analysis can evaluate the effectiveness of prevention education efforts and activities. So, public health knowledge and attitudes were examined through natural language processing, content, and time series analysis. Tweets were collected mentioning Ebola in English from July 24th to August 1st, 2014. And that was actually the period when all of the major news stories came out globally. So the approach, N-gram forms clustered messages based on content similarities. K-means algorithm was applied using the Wicca software, and clusters were visualized to summarize the detected topics. So this is essentially the method. So our analysis was more than just the content and the time series. So the natural language processing allows for both content, time series, and trend analysis by using like the hashtags that were associated with Ebola. So when it comes to data elements, so when it comes to tweets, there's contents, there are timestamps when the tweets are actually sent out, followers, and the number of disseminated, message types, unique, and retweets. So in our analysis, we combine tweets. So they're the unique tweets. For example, let's say there's 16,499. This is a made-up number. And then retweets. So we would combine them to to compile the number of tweets. And actually, 9 billion people or more were tweeting about Ebola during that time. So, four major topics were tweeted about Ebola through our content analysis. Provided insight into targeted areas for health, education, mass dissemination. So three of these topics supported deficiencies in health education and identified knowledge gaps. Ebola information was both provided and sought, and Twitter users sought information regarding transmission, infection, prevention, location, and frequency. Compassion was the fourth topic tweeted. Compassion in the form of prayer was identified, and it indicated care and consolation for others. Twitter users prayed for affected countries, victims, and families. So the four major topics were risk factors, causes of Ebola, prevention, education, health information, disease trends, spread and location, and compassion. An engram was computed from the natural language processing and cluster analysis result reports. So these are the cluster analysis. To the right, you see the size depends on the frequency of tweets. So the first major tweet is risk factors. So basically, the tweets were around, let's say, host human, animal, wild animals, through, which means like how do we get Ebola, agent, spread, transmitted, infected, contact, and environment, Africa. And here on the side are two tweets about, these are health education tweets, because again, tweets were about people providing information as well as seeking information. So for instance, Ebola virus is transmitted to people from wild animals and spread through human to human transmission. So these were some of the education tweets that were provided. So the second major topic, prevention education, health information. So people were looking for information on signs and symptoms, preventive measures, and again, symptoms preventative. And here's another, please have a personal hand sanitizer and use it as frequently as possible, like every 30 minutes, hashtag Ebola virus. So here are another messages on health information that was provided through Twitter. Disease trends was the third major topic. They were looking at etiology. People were looking for information about the virus itself, the spread, the need to know, to understand, location, Africa, the West, the United States. And they talked about organizations like the WHO. So here's one. West Africans are using social media to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus. And then the fourth, compassion. Prayer for countries in Africa. Help us. Pray for Sierra Leone, Guinea, Nigeria, U.S., Liberia. And so people are really talking about, you see, like the need and the concern for others in these tweets. And knowing that, you know, the world is potentially on the side of those who are suffering the most. In addition to that, so not only can we see what tweets are about, what people are asking about, what information is disseminated, we can actually do an evaluation of actually what the tweets are. So Twitter for communication evaluation, the content analysis, again, you can observe information dissemination and evaluate the actual health information messages. So here's an example of, in the tweets, our results of our evaluation of what was going on during the time. So health information messages were put forth from July 24th to August 4th, 2014. So there were a lot of tweets and retweets. They almost doubled after the CDC's health advisory on July 28th. The majority of tweets at that point were health information seeking. So a lot of people were really trying to figure out what was going on with Ebola at the time. But the week of July 26th, when the U.S. physician returned from the Samaritan Purse worker, health information dissemination was inadequate. Health education messages remained minimal a week into the major news alerts. Columbia, Harvard, and the Mayo Clinic tweeted Ebola prevention information, but what we observed was dissemination was inadequate because their limited following and reach, and no major news networks retweeted any of these prevention messages. So again, here we see some major problems. At the end of August, Harvard came out with a poll on the U.S. Ebola concerns, and it revealed major knowledge gaps regarding treatment weeks after the major news events. So major knowledge gaps remained. This poll reinforced the need to provide literacy-appropriate health information messages. Now, here's an example of an effective information dissemination on Twitter. So the WHO used Twitter to provide warnings to dispel social media rumors and claims to products to prevent and cure Ebola. So that was a really great example on the effective use of Twitter, but we definitely could have seen more of that, which we didn't, during this actual period of time. So the implications. Twitter can be used to support health information literacy campaigns, evaluate health information communication, because we know that poor information evaluation skills can lead to consumer vulnerability, because health communication quality can be assessed for optimal comprehension through Twitter, and appropriate messages can then be retweeted. So, for instance, we know that people are going to speak a variety of different languages. People have a variety of different literacy backgrounds and educational backgrounds. But, you know, we all know about infographics, which support comprehension. Just pictures alone provide context and motivate health-promoting behavior. And Twitter is also a place where you can tweet these pictures. So here's an example. Here are two infographics from the CDC. And these could easily be tweeted, and others very similar to it, to support some of these educational efforts and to help people to comprehend better in mass ways. Now here, this is a trend analysis of our results from Nigeria, and this got a lot of attention in the news because on this graph, you see the earliest date was July 24th. On July 27th, the Nigerian Ministry of Health reported the first probable case of Ebola in Nigeria. But as early as the 24th, people in Nigeria, and these are Nigerian tweets, were tweeting that Ebola was in Lagos, saying, "Watch out, everyone, wash your hands, Ebola's in Lagos." On July 26th, a day before the actual global news event, almost 60 million people, well, there were over 1,000 unique tweets, and that was disseminated to almost 60 million Nigerians. So what is the implication of having infographics? What is the implication of having effective health communication? We couldn't stop the case from getting off the plane and end up in Nigeria, but what can social media, what kind of tools can be provided through social media to halt and to stop and potentially control an epidemic and an outbreak? So Twitter mining provides insight about public perceptions in inexpensive ways. Twitter can be used to evaluate prevention education efforts and inform data information messages for widespread dissemination. The critical need exists for effective health education messages to accompany such news alerts, because a lot of times these news alerts are fear-driven. So we really need some of these messages to dispel some of these myths. And it's interesting that none of the news agencies wanted to retweet the health messages from some of these major health, you know, organizations regarding and other potential outbreaks. And so our overall findings support the need for improved educational efforts to diminish fear, because misplaced fear results in irrational thought, major barriers to outbreak prevention, containment, and care can be overcome with the support of social networking sites. Thank you.